Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Next guest is the director of Dublin's gospel choir, leading gospel choir, OLV Gospel Choir. And they've enjoyed national and international performances over the past 10 years. And ahead of the release of their new album, we have Kieran Cole here. He's the director of the OLV Gospel Choir. And you're very welcome to the show this
morning. Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
That was a lovely song.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted with it. And it's come across really well on the album. And yeah, just delighted with how it's shaped up.
I believe it's an original.
It is, yeah. It's original.
Who wrote that?
I wrote it two wow. years ago, yeah. 2016 after World Youth Day. And it was a kind of a special experience having been at World Youth Day and been to many different catechises there. And one of the passages was the prodigal son, and as a religion teacher in school, I get often asked loads of wonderful questions by students, as you can imagine.
Bet you do.
And always that struck in my head was, you know, what about that older brother? Like, I agree with him, he didn't go into the party, you know, why is the younger son forgiven? And those words at World Youth, they stood out to me by one of the catechesis, the Archbishop of Chicago, who said, look, he said, the father always says to that older son, everything I have is yours. You're always with me. So don't be afraid. Don't be jealous of other people's forgiveness. And that's where the whole thing sprung. And when I came back from World Youth Day, sat at the piano, and a few things came to me. And I wouldn't be always great with writing lyrics, but I took the chorus from the scripture, and the lyrics for the verses kind of came naturally. When I'm, you know, when I feel fear, when I feel jealous, when I feel all those things, righteousness, you know, the Father says to me, you've nothing to worry. Everything I have is yours. Mm. You're always with me. So that's
beautiful
where the inspiration
message.
Came from.
Beautiful
yeah.
message. And such a message we need to hear in today's world. Really good. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done on that. So tell us a little bit about the OLV Gospel Choir. How did it get started? Who's in it? What's going on?
Well, the whole initiative started, it's Our Lady of Victory's parish on Ballymun Road. And back in 2007, the parish were looking to see what way we could address the needs of our parish in terms of faith formation and our youth ministry in the parish. And I suppose top of the list was to create a young adult mass, 6:30 on a Sunday evening. We're right beside DCU. It's a college with vibrant, a lot of things going on in the area. And that seemed to fit to bring people in. So top of the list then was to maybe create a gospel choir and a young adult mass. A mass that was set up, run by, and animated by young people for young people. And that's where it all grew from. The choir, very small in the beginning, maybe 8-9 people in a room back in 2007. The original director, Kevin Kelly, who set up the Gardiner Street Gospel Choir, started us all off, me on piano. And it just grew from there. And it was a fantastic beginnings. And who would have thought 10 years on, we're here, you know.
So really organic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And has come out of...
I know a lot of gospel choirs that say that we never got that far.
I know, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, we were just talking about that this week, you know. Choirs are a hard thing to sustain sometimes because, you know...
People come and go.
Come and go. Yeah. And, you know, you have to have a very clear vision about what you want.
And a commitment.
And commitment, yeah. And, I mean, we have had so many people part of our story over the 10 years. There's some people in the choir who were there that very first night. And many people who have joined us in between and over the last few years. And our dedicated band and has sprung out of it. I don't have to play piano. There's a beautiful four-piece band now that are just fabulous. And that's us every Sunday at 6:30, which is for the last 10 years, which is, it's just remarkable. And I think this year, when we're reflecting on 10 years of the choir, it's just been such a great way to celebrate, you know, all that has been and all that is to come.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, like, I haven't met the other members of the choir, but I can see your energy and your dedication to it. I imagine there's a whole team behind you.
Oh, 100%.
Of more of the same.
Yeah, absolutely. From everybody in the parish, all our parishioners, Father Fenton, Father Frank in the parish itself, all the support they give us, but also all the dedicated people within the choir. I mean, I always say, you're only, like, I can't do anything really as a director unless I have great people sitting in front of me.
You
know,
have to have
so like, it's, you know, I've got an easy job when the people are so great in front of me, and and that's been the success of it. There's a great, I always say there's something behind the music, you know, and that's for everybody, their own story, their own faith, their own journey. And for me, it's been a privilege to watch that grow and develop, and to see what people bring, their skills, their talents. So many people give so much to that choir, and it's voluntary, and people are coming in on a Tuesday evening after work rehearsing and coming into Mass on Sunday and giving back to their community. It's just a wonderful thing to have been a part of, and to see growing from strength to strength.
That's fantastic. You've performed as a choir in Ireland, overseas. Mm-hmm. What have been the highlights over the last 10 years?
Oh my God. I mean, there's been so much. Obviously every Sunday is our bread and butter. We that's what we're there for. But there's been other little highlights in between. Choral competitions in Ireland, down in Cork and Sligo and Navan and New Ross, but then also international trips to London, to Nice. We're going to Rome at the end of April. So there's been many different highlights.
And you mentioned World Youth Day.
Have
you gone to all of them, or just the last one in Poland?
I went to Sydney, I went to Rio, and I went to Krakow. Wow. And others in the choir have been to others too, as well as all of those. So again, bringing that element to it too, and going over with that has been amazing. Also our work with a guy called Mark DeLisser, who's the director of the ACM Gospel Choir in London, was a great highlight for us. He's been a great inspiration to us. His music, his arrangements, and one of the pieces we're playing later is one of his arrangements of Beautiful Day. And like he kind of brought us on to another plateau with his arrangements for gospel choirs. And I know many gospel choirs in Ireland would know that name. And we travelled to London, worked with him, went to Nice, worked with him, and he's worked with us here in Dublin. So again, little highlights along the way have been really amazing.
Yeah, and keep you going, keep you, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
You're set to release an album. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it and the process of making it. Is it your first album?
This is our first, yeah. Wow. And I mean, I suppose always in the back of our head, we had an album. And I remember even Mark saying to us when he was in Dublin a couple of years ago, okay, OLV, get an album out, you know. And, you know, that was always in the back of our heads, and it just felt right this year. We got to a place with our choir and band that, you know, we felt we can put this now
we
out
can
there.
Do this.
Yeah, and we can really stand over our music and sound. And so basically, and with the 10 years, it just was the right timing for it. So basically, the album's called One Love, because as all of us, we often sign off our messages with One Love and Facebook and with each other. So it felt right, and the team working on that album cover and design came up with that idea. And so One Love is the album, and it's a range of music from some of the first songs we ever learnt 10 years ago, right up to songs that we've just learnt in the last year, and everything in between. And that piece you heard is on it too, as an original. So there's it spans across all our 10 years, and it spans across all the different moments really of the 10 years of the choir. And I mean, like it's a real privilege now to be able to put this music out there, and to have something to capture those 10 years. And
it's like a nice scrapbook.
It
of
is,
all
yeah.
The memories.
It really is. It's like a memory of all of the things that we've done right up until this point.
Lovely.
We're just so proud of it and so delighted to be able to share it in another, in 2 weeks' time. It'll be launched at the Button Factory on the 7th of April. And that's just going to be not only a celebration of our 10 years, but to have the album launched on that night. It's just really the coming together of a lot of great work.
Yeah. So you're doing a upcoming 10-year celebration concert in the Button Factory.
Yeah.
What can people come along to that?
Oh,
what can
absolutely.
They expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. So if you go onto our Facebook page, you'll see the link for it. Or if you just type into Eventbrite, OLV Gospel Choir are celebrating 10 years, and you can get the tickets there. It's going to be a fabulous night. A wonderful atmosphere in the heart of Dublin, and also launching the album there, you'll be able to get the first copy of the album at that launch, and then after that the album will be launched on iTunes too for people to get their hands on. But that night in particular is going to be a great celebration. We're going to bring you through everything, a journey of all of our music from the album, not from the album, different pieces in between, and maybe a few surprises in between on the night, but I definitely recommend people to come along. You won't regret it. It'll be a great great night.
That sounds fantastic. And you mentioned you have a Facebook page, so people want to support you and find out what you're doing. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so basically go onto our Facebook, OLV Gospel Choir, and if you go straight onto that there today now, have a look at, we've been putting up a lot of things, and if you check it out over the next 2 weeks, we'll be drip feeding little bits of information leading up to the Button Factory. And so make sure to get on it and spread the word and tell people to go onto it, and you'll see the links for tickets there and Eventbrite. There's a big campaign on our Facebook, so loads of little videos, little sneak peeks behind the scenes. We did a Facebook Live there recently and that was great fun. And so just if you get onto it, you'll be able to keep in touch with us and to see what's going on. But it's definitely these 2 weeks now leading up to that is going to be very, very exciting as we lead up to the big concert.
Well, I'm excited for you. It sounds going to be great. Thanks for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you for having me, Jack.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.